A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment, love one another. As I have loved you, so also you should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Our gospel today is part of the long discourse which Jesus gave at the Last Supper, in which he tells his disciples that we need to love one another. I'm currently plowing through Pope Francis's new letter on love in marriage as he envisions it between spouses and in the family. It's an incredible document and incredibly rooted in the scriptures. But the more I read it, and the more I go back to the scripture passages which he cites, the more I come to the conclusion we've got this whole thing wrong, completely and totally wrong. What do I mean? Do you remember as children we were taught that if we committed a sin, God was angry with us and we would ultimately be punished for it? And then we were taught that at the end of our lives, we will stand before our God in judgment, and we will be told whether we are being rewarded with eternity or damnation. Pope Francis says in this document, that's completely and totally wrong. He says that God is never angry with us, but that instead, when we turn our backs on one another, when we alienate ourselves, when we forget about the marginalized or the poor, etc., Pope Francis says, God weeps. In my 46 years of priesthood, I have sat with too many parents who wept because maybe they took a child to the grave from a drug overdose, or a child was caught up in spiraling into out of control with drugs, or a child had gotten in trouble with the law or abandoned their religious foundations. And in every one of those instances, I never encountered an angry parent. I always encountered parents who wept, parents whose hearts were broken. And that's who Pope Francis is telling us our Heavenly Father is. And then we have to ask ourselves the logical question, what kind of a loving father would make his children wait 70, 80, 90 years to even find out if we're going to be welcome in his house? The whole image we have is wrong. God is not one who's judging us and condemning us. God is one who is welcoming us, embracing us, forgiving us. In other words, God is total and complete love. And if we could learn to understand the totality of his love for us, then we might begin to understand what Jesus means when he tells us to love one another. Amen.